Welcome to Grandpa Hill's True Stories. These stories are for my children, my grandchildren, and all children. What are you laughing about? Then what do we have to do first?
Take a seat, everybody!
Very good. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 grandchildren.
Six
grandchildren.
Let me count again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay.
Oh, well, we went. No.
Okay, so with... That's true. Okay. This is 6 of our 23 grandchildren.
8.
And I'm sitting here with those 6 grandchildren. They're going to listen to the story. And their mother, one of the mothers, and grandma.
Grandma's here.
She has 23 grandchildren too, the same 23 that I have. This is a story about a time I did something that I teach my children and my grandchildren to never do. And I did it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the story. This took place in 1989, in December. So your mom, it was a little bit cold. Your mom wasn't born yet. And your dad wasn't born yet. And David wasn't born yet either. This is a long time ago. Yeah.
None of them.
No, some of the grown-ups were born. But they were living in Minnesota, and Grandpa was living in Pennsylvania. I had been living in Pennsylvania. No. I was in Salzburg. I was in a little room. A little room. That was my whole apartment. I had a room so small that in the room, I had the stove, and the bathroom, and the bed, and the table, and the refrigerator, and it was all in one little room. That room wasn't even half as big as this room. It was a one-room apartment. When I'd lay down in the bed, my feet would stick out, and they'd almost hit the table. And when I'd step out of...
Wait, where are we?
This was a little room above the Salzburg Supply Company in Salzburg, Pennsylvania.
How old are you?
Oh, that's a good question. I guess I would be 33. 33 years old at the time.
I thought you were
going to
be
16. No. This isn't a child. I did something I taught my children not to do.
Weren't your children born?
Yeah, some of them. Four of them.
Not my dad.
That's right. He's number 6. So, we're in this, I'm in this little room, and it's cold, and it's December, and I'm in a different state, so I'm also lonely, because I'm not with Grandma at all, and I'm not with my other children at all, and it was terribly cold. Do you know how cold it was?
No.
It was -4 degrees. -4 degrees in Pennsylvania in December is unheard of.
But that was a really, really, really long time ago.
Yes, but I did not expect it to be that cold. And I did not think it was fair to be that cold after I had decided to move to Pennsylvania where it would be mild winters. Because in Minnesota, I knew it would be cold. But even in Minnesota, in December, it usually wasn't -4. It was starting to get down to the teens and maybe 10 degrees, but not -4. So I'm really cold. I have the stove turned on, trying to heat my little room, and there's ice on the window, and it's really cold.
Do you have a blanket?
Oh, I had lots of blankets, but I was still cold.
Wait, then you have blankets on you?
Yeah, but it's a different type of cold. You have to realize that when you're alone, you can feel a lot colder than you even really are. So I was also sad.
So
So this is what I did. This was the bad thing I did.
What?
You ready?
Yeah.
I was cold, and I was lonely, and I felt like I had been tricked, and that I had made a bad decision, and I called Grandma, and I did that thing that I tell you guys not to do.
What?
I whined. You know what whining is? When you come up to Mommy and say, I want, and this is terrible, and someone did this, and all this stuff. That's what I started doing. I started doing that to Grandma.
What?
I told her how cold I was, how lonely I was, and how I had made a terrible mistake, and I went on and on and on. I didn't let her say anything. And just like you do when you whine. Grandma listened very well, and when I was done blubbering about how bad everything was, what do you think she did? Pardon me?
Came over.
No, she's 900 miles away. I don't know. She couldn't come over. She wasn't going to comfort me. What could she do?
I don't know.
Yeah, what do you think? Do you think she put me on the cry step?
No.
Do you think she told me to go to the cry step?
No.
Well, that's not what she did. That might be what you thought, though. So she gave me some information that I didn't know. She told me a story about shopping. I did not like to hear a story about shopping because I had just been done whining. And she knows I don't like to shop, especially before Christmas.
Yeah, I went shopping just today.
Yeah, so I was patient, but I didn't like hearing the story about shopping. And I was still cold. And she says, I'm going to tell you the story now that she told me. Well, today we went out to the mall. Already, I don't like the story. Because that means she's going to spend money. And it's like, I'm way far away. I can't really get involved with the decisions about what she's doing and not doing. So it was a good time to go shopping. There weren't that many people, even though it was close to Christmas. That's strange, I thought. What was going on? Was it snowing? Because we'd get lots of snow, in December especially. Oh no snow. It was cold. Well, how cold was it? Well, I know you say not to trust the big clock thermometer, the one that's outside at the mall, way up high. I always told her those are not accurate. You can't trust them. So she said, well, I know you said not to trust it, but it said this evening, minus 43 degrees. That means 32 degrees to get to freezing, 32 degrees more to get to zero, and 43 more degrees after that. That's how cold it was. And that is really, really cold. Colder weather than I had ever been ever before in my life. And I wasn't even in it. Grandma was in it. And I was so surprised that she had been out. And tough the weather and everything else. And then
he's asking, wow, were you okay? Did the car run okay?
She says, oh yes. And dear, do you still want to come home and live in Minnesota? I was quiet for a moment and said, no, dear. I like the weather here. I was just so surprised. And honey, I am so sorry for whining. Will you forgive me? Yes, dear, I forgive you, was her answer. I love you, Mary. I love you too, Don. Stay warm. Goodbye. And that's the story. Yeah, the puppets can go now, but do you think that I should have been whining?
No.
I was losing it. Do you ever lose it? You don't lose it anymore? You don't start whining to your mommy or daddy? Oh, boy. Mom must do the whining for you then.
No.
We need to have a little discussion. And I guess Gorf can lead the discussion.
Should we talk about being cold?
Do you ever get cold, Gorf?
No, I don't really want to talk about being cold.
No. Come on. Just don't do it. I want to talk about Jaws.
What do they mean?
About Jaws? This is a discussion about whining. Now, this is really going to be hard. All of you children that have these puppets on your hands, sometimes you whine. What should you do?
I'm whining. No, I don't want to stop. Whining.
You were whining right there.
What if... Oh. Yeah, Marshmallow, you were whining. Marshmallow.
Yes, Gorf?
Grandpa whined, and that was wrong.
Yeah. But he realized he was whining, and he apologized, and asked for forgiveness.
Marshmallow?
Yes, Gorf?
I know why Grandpa's children don't whine.
Really? That's great. If you tell Grandpa's audience, then they will be happy, and they might not whine anymore. You could tell me, then I won't whine anymore. What is it? What was Grandpa's secret? Was it the cry step?
No, I will tell you. And the listeners, Grandpa found out as a little boy from his mom and dad that whining did not work. It got him less attention and less of what he wanted. So I think Grandpa made sure that whining never worked for his own children.
What about his grandchildren? They whine, don't they?
Yes, they do, but they are learning, and some are learning very quickly from their parents that whining doesn't work. The parents have to make it not work.
How do they do that?
Marshmallow?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever whine, like for food when you're hungry, or when you want to go outside and play, or when David gets a lot of homework and he has no time for puppets, or when you get ignored by other puppets, or life just doesn't seem fair? Do you ever ask more than once and keep asking and asking until David finally gives in and gives you what you want?
Well, Gorf, I guess I do whine sometimes. I sure hope David will care about me and teach me not to whine. I want to grow up and be a grand and wise and kind, generous and responsible raccoon someday. I want to have what David calls virtues.
I think David will help you a lot. He will help you to learn to not whine. David will help you learn to make good use of your time. David will really cares about you, Marshmallow. You will learn to be responsible, and he will make sure that whining never works for you.
That's great! I think...
get the wine anymore.